the announcements in the world of sports over the last 24 hours. We talked a little bit about Mike Gundy and his tenure at Oklahoma State ending and how monumental that is.
Did you ever give us a replacement name?
No, I did not. Okay. I found the Pete Nakos
list. Because I don't know. I mean, he's been fired for almost an hour, Quark. My gosh, what's taking so long?
I know. It's been crazy.
Why haven't we hired somebody?
Now, some of these names, I'll be like, no. Because here's what we know. Because Mike Gundy literally told us with his mouth going to Oregon. Like, Mike Gundy made it harder for the school to hire somebody because he basically said, yeah, they have way more money than we do. I don't know that he thought that was going to matter 2 weeks later, but he told on his bosses. That's what that is. Now, maybe you save some money with the head coach and you could throw a little more in the old NIL, the old rev share budget. I don't know. Here are the names. The first name you're going to throw up in your mouth. The first name is Zach Robinson, who is the current offensive coordinator for the illustrious offense of the Atlanta Falcons.
Why?
That's first name.
You mean the offense that scored, let me check here, 0 points against the Panthers.
But did they lose to Tulsa last week?
I would argue it was worse.
Yep, Zach Robinson, former Oklahoma State quarterback, probably going to be on the – like I said, this is not going to be a – you're going to be shocked at the caliber of name job. I'd be stunned if you got a big name in here. This is going to be a value add as the head football coach because in the wake of Tebow Pickens' death, I think we realized that Oklahoma State was basically a one-man piggy bank as an athletic department and as a football program. G.J. Kinney from Texas State, that'll be interesting. Former air raid quarterback for Mike Leach. Tyson Helton, who is in the air raid tree of like Ben Arbuckle, for example, or Zach Kittley, Bailey Zappi. Todd Monken, Baltimore Ravens offensive coordinator, who has actually been the offensive coordinator at Oklahoma State twice. Why would you leave the Ravens to go be Oklahoma State's head coach? Todd Monken, don't do that. Jim Knowles. Jim Knowles, a little bit older, has a head coaching background. You know what? I could see that. I could see that.
Well, one thing, the Ravens better turn it around, or Monken might be looking for a job along with the rest of them.
You know, that's fair. That's fair. Jeff Traylor from UTSA. That was one of the ones that I thought of, too. First is Traylor because of how he recruits Texas, and he strikes me as a guy who might just stay in Texas. Like he's a high school coach background in Texas. That's a guy that might just take a Texas Tech or A&M or Baylor or Texas when it opens. You know, I could see him on that track. Alex Golesh from USF.
I could see that.
That's an interesting name. Former Tennessee offensive coordinator. He would be in that offensive system that they like
now. With him, he's also on a lot of Florida guys' Florida list as well. So, you know, he may want to. Well, he's not going to take either job right now, in the middle of a season. But yeah, that may come into play with him.
I'm going to tell you this: that would not be a bad hire for Florida. That's the classic. Like we want to beat Tennessee. That's a classic. We want to beat Tennessee. We're going to hire Heupel's OC and see if we can't get a little lightning in a bottle thing. Let the teacher become the master type deal. Oh, I like that now. That's yummy. Oh, that's good. Colin Klein, Texas A&M offensive coordinator? I don't think so. I feel like that's not a head coach. Shannon Dawson, Miami offensive coordinator? He's been around. Been in the Big 12. Will Stein, Oregon offensive coordinator. I've seen his name at UCLA. I think there are better jobs that he could take than Oklahoma State. And Ben Arbuckle, Oklahoma offensive coordinator. That's the list. Now, of those, I think Jim Knowles makes a lot of sense if he just don't want to be a coordinator. He's at Penn State right now. We know Jimmy Franklin doesn't keep coordinators very long, so maybe he just gets the heck out of Dodge. Tyson Helton wouldn't be bad. You know, and I'm just throwing this name out. And people are going to think this is crazy. Quark, this is nuts. You're taking crazy pills. Garrett Riley.
Well, you know, we had that come up on the text line a couple of times, but it wasn't in a very positive way.
I'm being serious about Garrett Riley. I'm not trying to do what y'all are doing, okay? This is Garrett Riley for real, all right? This is why. His brother had great success at Oklahoma. So, like, there's that. I'll be honest, a lot of these seem like wild swings or bad hires, so I'm not enamored with this list. Garrett Riley also, you could argue, and I'm not saying this is true, but look, if you're at Oklahoma State and you were trying to justify why Garrett Riley would be a candidate for this job at Oklahoma State, you could say, well, the last two times he was in Big 12 country and coordinated an offense of guys who have been sort of brought up in the system at SMU and TCU, Texas guys, things went very well. So if you, and I'm not saying this is true, I'm saying if I'm trying to justify the hire at Oklahoma State, he's a fish out of water at Clemson, bring him back here, magic.
Yeah.
You know?
Another school that could factor in here is Arkansas, when they make a move, could be looking at the same coaches as Oklahoma State. Now, in that one, and I read this morning, you know, Pittman's buyout is like $9 to $10 million right now. If his record drops below 500, there is a clause that his buyout drops to $6 million.
And I think it's without the 2020 season too.
Correct.
So it eliminates the 2020 season. It's got to be under 500, not counting 2020.
So what is his overall record? He's really close.
See. Oh, he's close. We're dancing on the line right now.
And he has Notre Dame this week. Lost by a point to Memphis last week.
Yeah, that was a bad loss. The way they lost that game, bad loss. Let me see here.
I am looking at – well, I'll tell you what. I'll figure it up.
You're right about that, though. Like, one of the reasons you would do – that you would want to get in on a candidate that you think Arkansas might like to have. Oh, I was going to save this for Hump Day Headline, but – I'm going to say it now. You're going to love this. Ben, guess who's angling behind the scenes to be hired at Arkansas?
Bobby Petrino.
Oh, man. What a shocking turn of events.
When I accepted the job to come back here, I never once thought about that.
I mean, just.
Okay, so his records, Pittman's record's already under 500.
It's 32
without
and
the
33.
2020 season.
29. Okay, so if you take out 20. He went 3-7 in 20. So without
Oh, so it's above.
It is above, but not by much. He is 29-26, not counting the 20 season. Which I think when this was initially reported, that part of the clause was not included. So we've been playing this game where he's in and out of the line, but apparently the 20 season doesn't count.
His next four games, Notre Dame at Tennessee, Texas A&M, Auburn. And then, he finishes the season with Mississippi State, LSU, Texas, Missouri. So he's certainly going to be under 500 overall by the end of the year.
They might win a couple of those.
Mississippi State, maybe.
They're staring
at
4-8.
At least at home.
I mean, they could beat Auburn. They could beat Texas A&M.
Really?
Okay. I think so. They could. I'm not saying they are. I'm saying they could. You know, I don't think they're just going to roll in there. They're not beating Missouri. And they're not winning road games. Say, with that defense, you can forget that. What's a better job? Oklahoma State. How would you power rank these jobs? Oklahoma State, Virginia Tech, UCLA.
Oklahoma State's a better job than Virginia. Well, I don't know.
See, it gets a little tricky. Like, if you're a candidate
Oklahoma
for all
State
three jobs.
And Virginia Tech are, isn't that the same?
Aren't they very similar?
Aren't they in that same school?
Very similar. You know, the thing that puts Virginia Tech on top for me is what they announced yesterday, that they are significantly increasing their athletics budget.
Mm-hmm.
You saw that by like tens of millions of dollars.
And I told you that I thought that would happen.
Yes. So they are making their job more attractive. And like I say, Mike Gundy talked about how cheap his bosses were literally 2 weeks ago. So if I'm a which I'm not sure there are going to be a lot of crossover candidates between Virginia Tech, Oklahoma State, and UCLA. Those seem like spiritually three very different jobs. But if you're looking at Oklahoma State versus Arkansas, isn't the only reason you would take Arkansas the SEC? Like, you would take Oklahoma State because you can win, right? Because right. Arkansas is like a bottom-tier program in the SEC. You're not even sure you can go to a bowl every year. I could see somebody being like, you know what, I'd rather win 8 games at Oklahoma State and see if I can win the league a couple times. I could see that being a reason you might take it over Arkansas. I don't know. There's not been a lot of history at Oklahoma State, not sustained, outside of Mike Gundy. You know, you had Thurman Thomas and Barry Sanders back in the day, but then you had 20 years of nothing. Well, you had Les Miles. I'll give Les Miles some credit. He had some good years with Les Miles, and then he left. Let me see. We had a couple of texts on this. Yeah, some texts are pointing out trailer in the Arkansas search. Another text will point out Kenny being a good fit there. I think they're going to strike out if they go the existing coach route, unless they see these Texas guys, those second-tier Texas guys, if they see Aranda sticking at Baylor, Sarkisian sticking at Texas, Elko sticking at A&M, and McGuire sticking at Texas Tech, maybe they don't see a path to those jobs right now, and so you do the next best thing and go coach in Oklahoma.
You've got 3 Power 4 schools who have already fired coaches, and we're on week 4. Can you ever remember that?
I don't remember that. And one of them's not Billy Napier.
Yeah, that's great.
One of them's not. I mean,
or Sam Pittman.
Or Sam Pittman. Like,
great point.
Napier's 1-3, still employed.
Do you think this puts more pressure on Florida to make a move now, knowing that there's other schools out there that are – you know, already getting a jump on talking to agents and stuff behind the scenes. Now that Florida probably is too, though.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's a good point. That's a really good point. How about, and this is another one, and this is not a, this will not be a Southwestern guy. This would be a guy who's coached in the Southwest. Casey Keeler at Temple, who spent time at, he was at Sam Houston State for like 10 years. I think somebody like that would be a good fit. But it's his first year at Temple. I think if you can win at Sam Houston, you could probably win at Oklahoma State. Just a thought on that.
You know, North Carolina fan says, as a UNC fan, I would gladly give up good old Bill and his girlfriend. That could be another school that, you know, Belichick, would anybody be shocked if he said, I gave this a thought, I wanted to do this, but I really don't. I don't know either way, but at this point, nothing would surprise me about that deal. Do you think, and we got to go to break after this, do you think Jimbo Fisher gets back into coaching in this cycle?
Yep.
I do too.
Virginia Tech?
That's a school I'm thinking about too.
Wild card. 'Cause like,
I don't know how I feel about that, because we saw Jimbo – at times be really good, and then we saw it just completely fall apart too.
This is my thing with Jimbo, okay? He and I can't believe I'm saying this.
He was really good when he had Jameis Winston.
And you know what? He was a really good quarterback coach 20 years ago, 15 years ago. Considered a really good quarterback coach and a really inventive play caller. And then he just was not good at either of those things. He's also been at 2 programs, Florida State and Texas A&M, where he's a great recruiter, but he can attract talent to those places. Is he going to do more with less at Virginia Tech? See, I don't know about that. He might win 7 games. I mean, like, they just want to go to bowls again. They don't need to win 10 games.
Yeah, you know, and I'm just kind of thinking out loud about that. Jimbo griped about support at Florida State and at Texas A&M. I mean, he griped about support at Texas A&M, who gave him literally more support than any school in America.
The UAE.
So
what's
he, yeah, what would he? So how would that work at Virginia Tech?
I mean, not well. They might try it though, especially if they got money to spend. That would be a splash. All right, let's take a break and we come back. I want to talk about Bruce Pearl coming back. Fascinating news that broke at the end of the show yesterday. After this.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
The show continues after this quick timeout.
Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it. Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main in Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road. Online, AMPMFarmsButcheryandMarket.com.
When there is a bad storm and your power goes out, will you be prepared? With a Generac whole home generator, you can be assured that you will have power when no one else does. At Davis Services, we can provide you with the peace of mind so you will not be in the dark. You will stay warm or cool and your food will not perish. Take advantage of the 500 instant Davis rebate towards the purchase of a 2224 kilowatt Generac whole home generator. And now get 7-year parts warranty when purchased before September 5th. Call 864-702-3512 today.
Hey, it's Walt here. Wings, Weck, and wall-to-wall sports. That's Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. Buffalo, New York flavor right here in the upstate. Crispy wings, stone oven pizza, and the famous beef on Weck. Juicy roast beef on a salty caraway bun with au juice. Big screens, cold beer, Friday fish fry, family friendly, and just off 385. Moretti's, your new hangout where everyone's a regular.
Coastal Sports Cards in Simpsonville is the place for collectors. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, vintage to brand new, sealed boxes, graded gems, and awesome memorabilia. Hit our trade nights, score fresh products every week, and bring your collections. We're buying cards and memorabilia every day. Buy, sell, trade, meet fellow fans who live for the hobby. Coastal Sports Cards, 109A North Main Street in Simpsonville, where collectors come to play.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data Q4 2024 to Q1 2025. Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Tiger Sports Shop, two locations, downtown Clemson, Highway 123, and of course, they are always open at tigersports.com. This is a wonderful place to get the latest Nike sideline apparel, the latest in the champion, the Cutter and Buck, the new designs that are out there, the comfort colors, the million hats and visors, ties, knickknacks for your car. They have everything for you there at Tiger Sports Shop. My sister's birthday is today. Happy birthday to her. She's not listening. She's teaching class right now, so I'm good at saying this. She may or may not be getting a present from me from Tiger Sports Shop. And if anyone who's listening tells her that, you are dead to me. Two locations, downtown Clemson, Highway 123. I was open at tigersports.com. Let's go to Aaron, who joins us next on the phone. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, Clark? How's it going, man?
Good, man. Thanks for getting in.
I was just listening, man. I caught the end of that conversation about Mike Gundy, and I had a few names pop in my head for the coaching jobs. I'm curious your thoughts. But I was wondering if, like, Sonny Dyke, if somebody might would want to change from TCU, program that might have more money, like in Oklahoma State. Or the guy from Indiana. What's the Spaghetti? I'm not sure. If that guy might fit, like a Virginia Tech type program.
The jobs that are open now, if Florida comes open, it's a different story. There's a couple other ones that you would watch. Maybe in Arkansas because of the SEC proximity. I don't think the caliber of jobs that would be just a no doubt step up for a guy like Sonny Dykes or Kurt Cignetti's getting paid very well in Indiana. He's not going to leave Indiana for those jobs. It will be interesting to see what the candidate pools look like, because right now it seems like UCLA is a candidate pool of mostly former coaches. Virginia Tech is kind of a mixed bag, and then Oklahoma State is kind of the Air Raid Texas connection family, is kind of what those pools of candidates kind of look like. So it will be interesting to see if some other schools sort of tap into that a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I was just curious. The other guy's name, I forget, the Kansas coach, because he's done a pretty good job with that program. I didn't know if maybe he would make the move.
That's a good one, Aaron. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. We have a Virginia Tech fan in the building, Uncle Dave. And he asked me when Virginia Tech came up, and he said, who are we going to hire? And that was a name that I gave him. I said, I would kick the tires on Lance Leopold and just see. Like, there are some other guys that maybe are more Virginia-ish that could do sort of the Frank Beamer route with the Tidewater and Virginia Beach and sort of trying to bring that in. And then some of the offensive line recruiting from Pittsburgh and Eastern Tennessee and Ohio and things like that. Like, you could sell me on that. But if you're just looking to build a program, Lance Leopold would be a great one. And you wonder, with Jalen Daniels playing his 20th year of college, with him leaving, you wonder if Leopold, this might be a good chance for him to jump. Now, the other thing with Leopold is, in his other two jobs, he was there for a long time. Like, he was at Buffalo for a while, and I think he was Wisconsin Whitewater or somewhere. He was wherever he was before Buffalo. He was there for a long time. Now, we've gotten a number of questions about Shane Beamer. And we just got another one. Do you think Virginia Tech at least calls Shane Beamer? Yeah. I think you'd be crazy not to call Shane Beamer if you're Virginia Tech. Now, if I'm Shane Beamer, I think the main draw for Virginia Tech is like if you just have wanted to be the coach at Virginia Tech.
Yeah, South Carolina's a, in my opinion, a way better job than Virginia Tech right now. But if your lifelong dream is to coach at Virginia Tech, then is this not the best opportunity ever? Because you don't know if it's going to be another, it might be another 8 years before they make a coaching change. You don't know what's going to happen to you at South Carolina in the next 8 years. Your stock's pretty high right now. And I can't imagine Shane Beamer ever being at a point where Virginia Tech would not call him anyway. But, like, how desperate is Virginia Tech? How much are they willing to – how big a truck are they willing to back up to the door of Shane Beamer? You know, they also can use dear old dad to help recruit him as well.
That's right.
I would say ultimately it'll come down to – if that's where Beamer really wants to go, same as Sweeney and the Alabama talk a couple of years ago. Ultimately, none of us knew how big of a goal, if any, that had ever been for Dabo Sweeney. And it might be that might be the case here too. I'm inclined to think he stays put, but you just never know. And to Texas' point, you have to call him.
Yes.
I mean, you absolutely have to call him.
I would say, too, if he restarts the clock at Virginia Tech, that would be one thing. I kind of think Shane Beamer wants to establish something. Like, I think he knows that South Carolina's had a hard time sustaining success for a long period of time. And I think he really – I might be totally misreading him. I think he really wants to do that. I think he really wants to establish South Carolina where the floor is raised for a significant period of time.
Texas said, is South Carolina really a better job, though? Yes, right now, right now it is.
I would ask, what does Virginia Tech have that South Carolina does not right now?
Yeah, I mean, I've been to both places a dozen times, and that's not everything, but... Virginia Tech has not committed the funds to support their program the way South Carolina has. South Carolina was behind. I don't think they're behind anymore on the support front. Do you?
No. South Carolina is better resourced than Virginia Tech. They're in a better geographic area for recruiting, I think, mm-hmm. than Virginia Tech.
They're in a more desirable conference right now.
More desirable conference.
Call it what it is.
That's right. The checks coming in look nicer with more zeros than Virginia Tech's getting. They have better recent history than Virginia Tech does. So yeah. If you're not looking 25 years in the review, but right now they do. And you want to think about, you might could play the ACC, it's easier to get to the top, but look how far down Virginia Tech is. Think about the programs that Virginia Tech has to be better than to get to the playoff. I would say your path to the playoff, you almost made it last year at South Carolina.
Yeah, and you're going to get that. You get the advantage of being in the SEC. You get the extra mulligan for being in the SEC. They're talking about, you know, all the automatic qualifiers from different, you know, how many bids each conference gets. That's never been equal between ACC and SEC and Big Ten, and is likely not going to be. So that's almost negated, really, in terms of your path.
Can we shift gears? Can we talk Bruce Pearl for a second? I know we're coming up on a break here. We can talk Bruce Pearl on either side.
It's your show, buddy. We'll do whatever you want to do.
Yesterday, I mentioned this news broke like at the end of our show yesterday that Bruce Pearl was out. And I don't want to act like he got fired. Bruce Pearl gave it up. He retired. I watched this 14-minute video. There was some emotional stuff in there. It was a lengthy video. He's very, as you can imagine, he did a really good job with that. His son's going to take over. This is classic Tony Bennett, like, give my interim a shot, except this time his interim is his kid. Ben, I told you yesterday, he's running for Senate. He keeps being asked about running for Senate. Tommy Tuberville, who... LOL. If Tommy Tuberville gave up his Senate seat to Bruce Pearl, like football coach to basketball coach, that's just incredible. It's incredible stuff. Bruce Pearl, he's been asked a lot about politics recently. He's been on Fox News. He's done a lot of that stuff. And so he was like, he's asked about Senate. He's asked about the Senate. He's asked about the Senate. Well, yesterday, he took those rumors about the Senate, and what did he do?
Smash!
He smashed them!
Smash down there!
He smashed the rumors! He said, you know, I just want to stay in Auburn. He put that out in his 14-minute State of the Auburn Men's Basketball Program address that he gave before he was like, it's time. He said it's time about 60 times in there. It's time to stop saying it's time is what I was saying by the end. He said that I don't want to leave Auburn. It would require me to leave Auburn and run for Senate. So he's not gonna run for Senate. So that begs the question, and why is he doing this? Is it just to get his son the job, to give his son a trial run? Because his son, he didn't need that. Ben, did you see? They signed his kid to a 5-year deal. He's not just the interim. It's not like he has a 1-year trial. His kid has the job.
I know nepotism makes everybody nervous, but his son's a good coach.
He's good, well-respected, yeah.
He's well-respected, and I know that he had been contacted by other schools. That may have a little bit to do with this, too, like, you know, Bruce just knowing it's time for his son.
He doesn't have a team of 25-year-olds this year. So, remember, their team was, like, older than the Thunder last year?
Yeah. His son is now older than the players, too. That's a big, huge benefit.
That's great. Had to wait on that a couple years. Oh, man, that's great. He is going to accept the job. He did accept a job. Texter said, future AD, question mark. He did accept the job with the university. So, they're going to pay him like Mac Brown or whatever. I think it's worth pointing out. Like, people feel some type of way about Bruce Pearl. And I feel some type of way about Bruce Pearl. The guy got fired at Tennessee for lying to the NCAA about an innocuous violation. Like, wasn't going to cost him games or scholarships or, like, it was probably going to be financial or, like, take a class. But he lied about having a cookout where there was photographic evidence of the recruit being at the cookout. He lied about it to the NCAA. And so he gets fired from Tennessee for basically lying about committing a minor infraction. He ratted out, I think it was Illinois when he was an assistant at Iowa. I believe that's the timeline there. So, like, people feel weird about Bruce Pearl, okay? And, you know, he starts recruiting really well at Auburn, and people are like, what's going on in there? Like, I understand. I understand why people feel weird about Bruce Pearl. The guy won at Auburn in men's basketball. They were number one, like, a bunch of times in men's basketball. They made a Final Four in men's basketball at Auburn. You know, there used to be a ceiling on Auburn basketball. What did Bruce Pearl do to the ceiling, Ben? Where's that ceiling now?
Smashed!
Yeah, I mean, we got to give him credit for that. We got to give him credit for that. Also, I know y'all are wondering, just because Bruce Pearl retired, audio clips never die. So he will live forever in our hearts.
Without a doubt.
R.I.P. Stay with us in our final segment. Couple of things. If you got thoughts on Bruce Pearl, we'll go to that. Just got a little around the horn. A couple of things I've been stewing on through the show. 654 Roar, if you'd like to get in on the phones or on the Adams Corving text line. Hour number three continues right after this.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions,
If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott and Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott and Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Break out the bell bottoms and fire up the disco ball. Staying Alive is back at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, October 3rd and 4th. It's the ultimate Bee Gees tribute, bringing the groove, the glitter, and all the hits you love. From Jive Talking to Staying Alive, this high-energy show will have you boogieing all night long. Don't miss your chance to relive the golden age of disco. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the Upstate's top golf cart dealer. With the best prices and largest selection, we make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the Upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Tenago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan? David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940, that's 271-7940, or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower, the list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number, One Time Plumber. One Time Plumber.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call, as Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
See my share.
All right, final segment of the program. Thanks for joining us here today. This hour brought to you by our friends at PhD Weight Loss. If you're trying to lose 20 pounds by the new year, Here's what I would tell you. You can do that by yourself. You can try. And you might be able to handle it, but you might also put the weight back on. You might not know exactly how to tune your body to be able to burn that fat and not sugar, to be able to lose that weight without losing precious muscle. That's what PhD did for me. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks on their metabolic reset system. They literally do reset the metabolism of your body. It is quite fun to see the results of that week after week after week. Many of y'all are on that process, on that journey right now. We salute you. We support you. No starving, no endless workouts, no risky drugs, just a smarter system that shrinks your dangerous belly fat and keeps it off permanently. For radio listeners, they're going to waive your consultation fee. You get 2 extra weeks of the program free, cover the cost of food during your program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book absolutely free. Don't wait, though. This guarantee and bonus package only for the next 25 callers. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD weight loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off. A couple things. We've got several things to discuss in our final segment here. One thing, you know, just it's hard to because the interviews are going on right now, so it's hard to do a full analysis of like player interviews and things like that. Even Garrett Riley, some of the quotes that have come out are sort of partial quotes. Love to hear those things in context, so we'll be able to do that after the show today. But Khalil Barnes, I'm getting this from John Blau. Khalil Barnes said this on Staying Motivated, quote, "We're not playing for a record. We're not playing for a win or loss. I'm personally playing so on Saturday my parents don't feel like they got to put a hood on and cover their back when they walk out of the stadium."
Whew.
End quote. Khalil Barnes. Yikes.
That's tough, man.
That's a tough quote. So that is one of the starring quotes. And, you know, like Colin Sadler, I've seen a couple of quotes from him. You could probably, I mean, it was pretty normal stuff that you would imagine that you would hear from an offensive lineman in the wake of that and on 1-3. Garrett Riley said they weren't even close to using Christopher Vezina and basically said this is when you got to dig deep and get better is kind of the tenor that I've seen of Garrett's press. Have you seen quotes like different that paint a different picture or a little bit different quote than what I've been able to sort of find during the breaks here as we...
No, I've read through... Chapel Fowler does a great job of covering it. I read through his tweets as well as John Blau from Post and Courier and, you know, kind of compared notes, and they're consistent with one another in the things that were said. So you're getting little snippets like this. Sometimes you do lose a little bit of it, but, you know... Chapel and John are two guys, writers I trust. They're not trying to dictate the message. They're just really repeating what they've heard.
That's right. I'm gonna go back. I'm at least watch Garrett Riley. 100%. I'm gonna watch Garrett Riley, and we'll give you some further analysis on that tomorrow. I know you had a couple that you were looking up some stuff during the break to talk about here at the end of the program.
Well, I was looking at Hump Day headlines, but...
Oh, yeah. Oh, for tomorrow, because today's Tuesday. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, today's Tuesday.
Well, you know what? I'm well prepared for tomorrow.
That's
then.
True. Then we'll wait on them. Do you want
to... Well, one thing that we have not gotten to that, I mean, could be significant is the ACC has reportedly voted to go to a 9-game schedule, conference schedule, starting in 2027. I don't think the league has actually reported that, but ESPN has, so that's good enough. And
that would make sense based on what's been reported already.
Coach Sweeney did talk about that last night. It's going to create some issues, and there's some unanswered questions on the Clemson's front. If you go 9 conference schedules, of course, you've got South Carolina every year. That's 10. In 2027, you also start a 12-season agreement with Notre Dame. So you're going to play them every year starting in 2027. That's your 11th conference game or Power Four game, rather. And then, you know, not to mention that you have seasons where you have Oklahoma scheduled, you have a schedule with Georgia, like 2029, for instance. Let's say you had 9 conference games. You also have Notre Dame, South Carolina, Georgia, and East Carolina. Well, that's 13.
Yep.
And you're not going to play 12. You're not going to play 12 Power Four. Nobody in the world does that.
Georgia's going away, right? Georgia's out there.
You got to think like maybe Georgia and East Carolina. The one thing that we don't know is that there's the ACC's talking about not everybody maybe goes to 9.
I mean, this like
you know, because of these contracts, and you've got to think they're talking about Clemson and the Notre Dame part, but yet the Notre Dame's not going to count as a conference game because they're not a football conference member. So that's weird. Then what do you do in tiebreaker situations where win percentages are not going to be equal because of an unequal number of games? I don't know. I mean,
get me out of this league. Like, just get out of this league. This is hilarious. The SEC can go to 9 and there's no problem. And the Big Ten can go to 9, there's no problem. And the Big 12 go to 9, there's no problem. The ACC can't go to 9 because they have an odd number of teams, so you have to go to 9, but one team has 8. We have a freaking designated survivor, one team that only plays 8 games. So let me just throw this out there for you. Let's say Clemson goes 7-1 in the conference one year. They're the lone survivor that plays 8. Two other teams go 8-1. Clemson gets hosed because everybody plays 9 except them because you couldn't help but have a prime number of teams? What a joke this is.
Yeah, Texas said, I thought we were required to play an in-state school every year other than South Carolina. I might be wrong. I don't think that's ever been a requirement, but that has been something that Coach Sweeney has emphasized, that he, if he's going to help a smaller school, he wants it to be an in-state school. And, you know, and those are the people that are going to be penalized by this.
Which I think those games will go away.
I mean, even Troy, did I read that, like, Clemson, that was $1.5 million game?
Yes.
And you're supposed to play them again, I want to say in 2027.
I think that's right. Yeah, it's come pretty soon.
A texter asked Coach Sweeney about this last night, and he responded, quote, I think that's stupid, talking about potentially playing 11 Power Four teams. He said, I think that's stupid. I think that's a problem. Somewhere along the line, you have to have some common sense. We've always played 10, but if other people are playing 9 and we're playing 11, it's not advantageous for your program. And he's right. I mean, you know, you can say what you want to about strength of schedule. Nobody's playing 11.
You know who's not playing 11? The Big Ten's not playing 11. The SEC's not playing 11. No team is playing 11. I mean, look at some of those non-conference schedules in the Big Ten. Look at Indiana's non-conference. They can do that because they have 9 conference games. Clemson's got to play South Carolina. They're playing minimum 10 every year. Minimum 10. You know what this has been? And this really infuriates me. This is people making individual decisions with no vision.
Well, I just want to know what the pressure was to go to this. The SEC going to 9, I get it. You were pressured by ESPN to do it because those are desirable games. You're going to make more money, more inventory. And I don't know the answer to this, but I got to wonder if that has also been the case with the ACC, or are you just trying to do what the Big Ten and the SEC are doing?
Well, what I don't understand is you have this ridiculous and asinine agreement with Notre Dame, so you're mandating a 10th non-conference game.
Well, see, when you made the agreement, it wasn't asinine, though, because your conference schedule was not strong enough to help you in the in the postseason.
Correct.
So you added Notre Dame just less than a year ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was not that long ago. Like, this is not change in leadership goes, hey, we got to do this other thing, unrelated thing we just did. It doesn't make any sense. Why would you, when you have 4 members already of your conference who have a 10th power opponent, why is Notre Dame factored at all?
Also, Notre Dame still, and I always mess up the number, it's either 4 or 5 ACC games has been their agreement every year. I believe it's four that they play. You know what's going to happen? What might happen, and it's going to, you talk about, people are always mad at Notre Dame, you know, for being an independent in football. In those tiebreaker situations, the ACC is going to count Notre Dame if you played Notre Dame. But you're not going to count them as a in conference. They're still not going to be part of your conference.
Right. Well, I think for Clemson scheduling purposes, that's actually a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking it would too. That Clemson maybe is one of those that stays at eight because of the Notre Dame schedule. But in a tiebreaker situation, you're going to count that.
Absolutely asinine. Why would you do both of these things? I don't understand.
Because that's the most complicated possible way to do it. That's why we do it, Quark.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
That's it. I mean, my gosh. It doesn't make any sense. You know what? You're doing this because everybody else is going to nine? You're the only conference where somebody's you'll be the only conference where somebody's playing eight games of the power conferences. You're still not going to be like everybody else. You're trying to be like everybody else. You're still not doing it.
The more they try to be a conference, the less I feel like part of a conference.
Get me out. 2031 can't get here fast enough. Oh my gosh. I got to tell you about Blockhaven. Thank God Blockhaven's not just doing what everybody else. Oh, we're just going to be a climbing wall. No. They're doing their own thing, which the ACC could have done. They had any courage or intestinal fortitude at all. Blockhaven.com, BLOCHaven.com. Here in Greenville, this is the place to go. It's not just bouldering. It's not just climbing walls. They do have 15-foot tall walls, but they also have over 200 maps. They have workout equipment so you can make it a part of the workout. They have a deli in there where you can get a little coffee, a little something to eat, and watch the kids. If the kids go for birthday parties, they got a great spot there. You know, they have teams, like youth teams, that practice a couple times a week there. Blockhaven.com is a great spot, man. Right there at Judson Mill. BLOCHaven.com. We still haven't talked about, like, eight of the pick'em games. We got a lot to do tomorrow. And big picture, we're four games in. And we got a lot to break down in college football. We'll do that. God bless. Walt's up next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in blown-in insulation. Blown-in insulation provides great improvement.